lots of people who are unemployed and those who are underemployed are taking the opportunity to go back to school. Maybe they're finishing their bachelor's, maybe they're getting some technical training. Is this a good use of their time?
It can be a very good use of their time, depending on one most important thing: they know why they're doing it. So they're doing it because they want to go someplace. They've got a particular goal in mind, and school will help them get there.
So it's not just get the degree or get X training. It's get the training so that I can find this next job or get this promotion.
Exactly. So don't necessarily use it as an escape. Don't say, gosh, well, I can't find anything, so I'll just go back to school. Some people do that, and that's not near as effective as those folks that say, you know, I've been doing this for a number of years. I realize this isn't exactly where I want to be, and if I go back to school for something else or go get more training, that'll catapult me to where I want to go.
Seems like you could end up on the other side of the degree or the training in sort of the same place if you don't have that goal.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Think of it as shooting yourself out of a cannon. Before you climb into that cannon, point the cannon where you want to go. Because if you don't point it, you'll end up in the middle of nowhere.
How do you set those goals? What should you be thinking about before you go back to school?
Well, a really great piece of advice is go whatever school you're looking at or whatever kind of certificate or training, talk to the folks that help place those folks into jobs and say, tell me about the kinds of jobs these people are getting. What kinds of jobs? Where are they working? What kinds of organizations? And see if that's what you would want. So start with the end in mind. And rarely people do that.
We're hearing more and more about undergrads who graduate, and then they're looking at the job force, and they're like, ooh, boy, that's really, really tricky. I'm just going to go ahead and go to graduate school because they're just scared of the job prospects out there. Are there risks to that strategy if you're a young person?
Huge risks. One is employers love to see what kind of work have you done. So where those folks go wrong is they don't have a plan in mind, and so they're not getting internships that focus them in a direction. Your employers, future employers, will spend more time looking at your internships than they will where you went to school, because they want to see what kind of work have you done. No one wants to be the first. No one wants to be the person that's going to train you and teach you how to work in the real world. So they want to see you've already got that under your belt. Internships, projects, directed studies, anything you can do when you go back to school to show I was doing real stuff. Because it's easy for us to write off education experience as, well, you picked up a lot of knowledge, but can you do it? And so you want to show, you know, on your resume and tell the story. Yeah, I can do it. I've got experience doing it. And that's what sells.
Good to talk to you again, Brandon. Thank you.
Joshua, always my pleasure.